Welcome back to a mini mess episode. I don't know about you guys, but I absolutely love these mini mess episodes. I get to be a little bit more raw and raunchy and talk about some real shit. It's less advice based, so I love them. For this week's mini mess episode, I am going to keep it kind of short and sweet. I like to keep it around like 15, 20 minutes or so. So I'm going to be sharing with you guys some of my horror stories from my exes. Now, some of these, I was currently dating this person, and some of them, we had already been broken up. So let's go ahead and just jump right into it with the first story. In my last episode, I talked about Sean. He was an ex of mine. He's the one who had like the felon mom and wanted to get an apartment together, even though he didn't have a job and wouldn't get approved for anything because he also had a criminal background. You guys remember. I do kind of want to talk about something because a couple of you guys got offended that I said his mom would cut me. That had nothing to do with the fact that she is a felon. It had nothing to do with anyone's criminal background whatsoever. But this woman in particular is the type of woman that would cut a bitch. She has done it before. So I don't think that felons are just out here cutting people. I know quite a few of them that have been rehabilitated or just not violent people in general. So now that I've got that clarified, this first story revolves around Sean. So Sean and I started dating a few months after I turned 18. And as you guys remember, we met at a birthday party for his sister, who was my friend, and we hit it off really well. Then later on down the road, I started noticing all of these toxic behaviors, whatever. So one of the times that he really fucked me over and put me through it was he had stolen my debit card because he did not have a job. I did. So he took my debit card without permission and went to an ATM to try to pull about $400 out. Now, of course, my bank was like, that's weird. That's suspicious. So they shut my card down because I never pulled out that much money in cash ever. And it was also in an area of town that I had never been to. So they shut my card down and called me immediately. Now, this is at about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. So I pick up the phone and they're like, hi, are you in downtown Phoenix? Are you trying to pull out $400 in cash in this seedy fucking ATM? Obviously, I'm like, no, a bitch was going memes. So they locked my card down and I went outside and noticed that my car was gone. So of course I knew it was Sean, but at that time, with me being absolutely exhausted, I hadn't really put two and two together that he was also the one who stole my card. And I tried to call him, but it went almost directly to voicemail. So I had to wait about a week or two, like a week and a half, until I got a new debit card, which meant I had to go into the bank to pull out any fucking money. It was such a pain in the ass. So when Sean got home that night, he didn't even get home till about 6 in the morning, refused to answer any of my phone calls. And I kept asking him, where the fuck were you? Where were you driving around in my car? You have no license and my car has no insurance. Like, what the fuck are you actually doing? He kept giving me all this, you know, run around like, oh, I did this and I was doing this and whatever, stupid shit, right? So then I had asked him, I confronted him, hey, did you by chance steal my debit card? Because I could have swore it was in my wallet when I went to bed. Oh, no, I promise. Like, I would never do that. Swore up and down for about a week, week and a half. Well, I had lied to him and told him that the bank was opening up an investigation and that they were going to look at the ATM footage to see who it was. And that the bank, because this person hadn't come forward, had to press charges even if I knew this person. So he starts freaking out because he's on fucking probation. He starts freaking out and finally fessed up to it. Like, okay, babe, it was me. I stole your card. I was like, I know, dumbass. Like, two and two, hello. So he fesses up and obviously we break up. Now, I wish I could say that that was the last time I had heard from Sean, and that that was the last time that he was just absolutely fucking ridiculous, but it wasn't. It would not be my life if that's where that whole situation ended. So years later, out of the fucking blue, I get a call from this guy. And at the time, I was married to my hot mess ex-husband. So my ex-husband and I are sitting there on the couch, and I get a call from Sean. He's asking me how I'm doing. And I let him know, oh, I'm married. And he's like, yeah, I saw that on Instagram or Facebook or whatever. He's black. Now, I didn't know when I was dating Sean that he was a fucking racist. Obviously, even though I was stupid and naive, I would have never put up with that shit. Not once did Sean ever make a racial slur or a racial comment. So it kind of shocked me that now that I was married to a black man, he was like hella bent out of shape. So he starts talking stupid shit and saying really, really fucked up shit that I'm just not gonna repeat on here. And so obviously we end the conversation. I'm done with it. About, I don't know, 4 or 5 months later, he calls me from a different number because I had blocked him. And he's like, hey, I have a favor to ask you. And I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, what do you want? Like, here we fucking go, dude. He's like, yeah, I've got a favor to ask you. I'm stranded in downtown Phoenix, which if you've never been to old downtown Phoenix, it's shifty, to say the least. It's dirty. It's grimy. There's a lot of fucking crime. It is not a safe place. So he's like, look, I'm stranded in downtown Phoenix. And I was like, all right, what do you need? Like, do you need a ride? Where can I drop you off at? Because that's honestly more than what he deserved. After all the bullshit he put me through in our relationship, and then threatening me and my now ex-husband, he didn't even deserve a fucking ride. But you know, he's a person, he's a human. So Sean goes, no, I don't need a ride. I need for you to pay for a fucking hotel room for the night. There's a Hampton Inn. I think that's what it was. I don't fucking know. It was like an upper scale hotel. He's like, there's a fucking Hampton Inn a block away. Can you book me a room there? And I'm like, Sean, who the fuck do you think you're talking to? You are like the worst human, one of the worst humans I think I've ever met in my entire life. And then you expect me to pay for a hotel room for you. It blew my mind. So I called the Hampton. It's like $300 per night for their cheapest room. So I'm sitting there on the couch with my now ex-husband, and he's like, you know what? Why don't we give this dude a taste of his own medicine? Like, he dicked you around for months. He threatened me, he threatened you, and back then, I was all for revenge, dude. That was like my favorite fucking thing. So we hatched up this plan together, and it went something a little like this. So I called Sean back, and I said, look, I'm not getting you a $300 fucking hotel room, but there's a budget suite about 5 miles away. If you can get your ass there, it's ready for you. So of course he goes into like the, oh my God, thank you so much. Like, I don't even deserve this and you're so wonderful, whatever. I said, yeah, I know you don't deserve it, but go ahead and head on over there. There was no room waiting for him. Spoiler alert, I didn't spend any fucking money on this punk. When he got there in the middle of the night, after walking 5+ miles, he goes to check in and they're like, we don't have a reservation for you. And I had shut my phone off. And for anyone who is like bent out of shape, if you are offended at the fact that I got a little harmless revenge on a fucking piece of shit, then you need to rethink your priorities in life. That shit's fucking funny. The next morning, I turned my phone on because I had just shut it off and fucking passed out, right? So I turned my phone back on and I have got hella voicemails, so many text messages from this kid. And he's like, on the phone, you know, super upset. Like, I think he was trying to pretend to cry, but you could tell it was like crocodile tears. So he's like, oh my God, Haley, like, I went to go check in and they said that there's not a room here. Like, I'm so confused. What is happening? He left me like five of those. So then there's a voicemail off of Sean's phone from his mother. So I'm assuming he called her and she came to pick him up. And she starts going off. Oh, you nasty little girl. How could you do that to my son? When I see you again, I'm going to cut you. This is why I say that she would cut me. Because she literally threatened to. It had nothing to do with her criminal background. Whatever. I'm over it. She's threatening me. She's like, I'm going to find you. I'm going to hunt you down. I'm going to fucking cut you. Whatever. And me and my ex are laughing hysterically. I now see that something could have happened to him and then I would have felt guilty. But at the time, it was fucking hilarious. I don't regret it whatsoever. I have not heard from him ever since, so clearly it fucking worked. But I exacted my revenge on this abusive, horrible, cheating, lying sack of shit. So the next horror story I have is a completely different ex. And this is the ex, if you remember in my very first episode, I had talked about how I moved from Arizona to Washington to go live with my father. And we blew a head gasket, got stranded in Nevada. This is that ex. This guy is not a good fucking guy. Okay? He was physically, emotionally, mentally fucking abusive. I'm not going to get into detail because I don't want anyone to get triggered, but I just want to drive home that this guy was and is still not a good fucking guy. Him and I dated from my junior year all the way until we graduated high school and right before I turned 18. So he went to basic training to go into the Marines right before I turned 18. And we decided to break up. I did not hear from him for a little under a year, maybe about 9-10 months or so. Within that time, I had moved into my own apartment. I was working full time. I had my life somewhat together for an 18-year-old. Him and I had not talked. So I get a call from my mother, who was still interacting with his family. She had this weird attachment to them. I think I told you guys in my first episode that she was dating my ex-boyfriend's dad off and on for a few years. So I think that they were still like dating or seeing each other at this time. I can't really remember. But she calls me one night. And she's like, hey, we're all over at your ex's dad's house. And your ex, I cannot remember what we called him in episode one. I'm just going to call him Douchebag, okay? So Douchebag, we're all over at Douchebag's dad's house. And Douchebag is here. He just got out of basic training. Why don't you come by? In 8 months, I changed a lot. And I'm not even going to lie to you guys. I had a fucking glow up. I had gained a little bit of weight because I was kind of underweight in high school. So I had gained a little bit of weight in all the right places. My tits filled out, my ass filled out even more. I had great hips. I started experimenting with my hair and I started to change the way I did my makeup. I also got quite a few tattoos and facial piercings. So I felt really good about myself. To be 100% honest, the only reason I went over there that night was because I wanted to show him what he was missing. And I wanted to show him how much I was thriving now that I was not in that abusive relationship anymore. Was it a good headspace to be in? Fuck no. I put myself in a physically and emotionally dangerous situation just to prove someone what? That I was hot? Bitch, I've always been hot. So yeah, that's kind of the mental ability, the fucking mentality that I had when I was 18. But I decided to go over there and I get there and he meets me out in the car and we're sitting there talking, whatever. And it's dark outside, like he can't really see me. And he's talking, you know, asking me how I've been doing. I said, great, I have an apartment, I have a car, I blah, 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 I'm working, whatever. A couple minutes later, his dad comes outside and my mother come outside and they bring us both inside. And I'm thinking we're all going to go to the back. We're going to sit around the fire. We're going to have a couple drinks. Everything is going to be hunky fucking dory. Well, of course, with a douchebag, that's not the way it went down. So he pulled me into his bedroom and proceeded to beg me on hands and knees to get back together. And I kept telling him, fuck no, absolutely not. There's not a single amount of money in the world that you could pay me to get back together with you. You were an awful person. You were an awful partner, and I'm not doing it anymore. He proceeded to, now I am going to give a little trigger warning for this because it may be upsetting to some people. It's not to me, not anymore, but just a little trigger warning. It could be a little hard to hear for some people. He then proceeded to block the exit of this room. Now his door had a lock on it, but you could take like a quarter from the outside and flip the lock. So he had locked the door and he had kept me from leaving for like an hour. He didn't ever put his hands on me that night, but he was very big. I mean, like 6'2", just big fucking dude. So there was no way I was gonna get around him. And he stood in front of the door with his hand on the door. And I was like, hey, I want to fucking leave. Like, I don't want to be stuck in this room with you. I want to get out. He refused. He kept begging me to get back together, kept telling me, like, you look amazing, you look hot. And I think in that moment when I was blocked, that's when the seriousness kind of hit me. Like, you're a fucking idiot. You went to this dude's house knowing that he is, like, emotionally unstable just to prove that you're hot. How fucking stupid can you be? So I keep reiterating that I want to leave the room. Like, let's just go have a good night. I don't want to do all this shit. And he's been drinking. He's been drinking heavily. You can smell it on him. He's stumbling around. He's slurring his words. So out of nowhere, my mother and his dad come to the back room and they start knocking. Like, hey, you know, let's bring everybody out here. Let's sit around the fireplace. Like, you guys need to just get out of the room and come hang out. My fucking saving grace. Thank God. So when they heard me say, like, I can't leave the room, he's not letting me leave the room, douchebag's dad popped the lock open with a quarter and pushed his way in. When douchebag realized that he had no control anymore, like there was nothing he was gonna say that could bring me back, he lost his shit. He started screaming at me, like, get the fuck out of my house. Why did you even come here? Like, we were supposed to get back together. That's the only reason that you were invited over here. So he's like, get the fuck out. Gladly, bitch. What do you think I've been trying to do for like the last fucking hour? You don't have to tell me twice, baby. I'll go. I will see myself out. So I did just that, and I got in my car and I drove the fuck away. This kid was fucking insane. Now for my final and probably my favorite fucking horror story, my ex horror story. And this guy was not technically an ex. We met at a mutual friend's house party, and after everyone had gone to sleep, we kind of fooled around on the couch. So that was our history. We didn't talk anymore after that. We just kind of let it be. I want to say it was maybe like a year after this guy and I can't even tell the story without fucking dying laughing, but it was probably about a year after, maybe a little less, after this guy and I had fooled around, that my mother came to me and said that she was seeing someone and that we were going to meet him at a house party. You know, she had just gotten a new place. She wanted a like housewarming party. I said, cool, I'm excited, right? I walk in the house, and as I'm sure most of you have guessed it, it was this fucking dude standing there. And I was like, whoa, hey, you know, small world. My dumbass did not put two and two together. You can see, once again, it's a recurring theme for me. I was like, hey, you know, are you here with Shayla, my sister? And he was like, no, because Shayla and this guy were also friends. And he goes, no, actually. And I was like, oh, that, I know you're not here to see me. Like, that would be fucking weird. He's like, no. No, I'm not. And then my mother walks into the kitchen and she goes, hey, meet this guy. I don't even know what the fuck to call him. Let's call him Booty Call. Hey, meet Booty Call. Him and I have been seeing each other. And I just started laughing hysterically. And I look at her and I was like, did you know Booty Call and I like kind of hooked up, you know, fooled around at a party? And she goes, yeah, he told me. But whatever, like, it's not like you guys had sex. I'm like, oh God, Jesus. Okay, whatever. As if that is not bad enough, they proceeded to get fucking married. They got hitched. Fucking this dude. Oh God, I can't even. Fucking Booty Call and my mother got married, and they were married for, I can't remember, like 3 years, something, somewhere around there. But yeah, that was the time that one of my hookups married my mom. Oh God. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and end that episode here. Go ahead and let me know what your thoughts are in the comments below, because I would love to hear your guys' opinion on that, on any of those four stories, honestly. If you have your own ex horror stories, please feel free to share them, or you can always send them to me on Instagram. If you want, I'm always down to share them on another one of these mini mess episodes, have another horror story episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope you have a wonderful fucking week. And as always, I will see you next Tuesday. Bye, bitches.